This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In the century since the Progressive magazine was founded, the media world in which it exists has changed radically. But Matthew Rothschild, the Progressive's editor, says their core values have remained constant.
That role is to keep alive a set of values, grassroots progressive values. We came out of the progressive movement in the early part of the 20th century, and those values are peace and social justice and a preserved environment and civil rights and civil liberties for all.
Rothschild himself has worked to uphold those standards and saw two of his articles selected for inclusion in the most recent Project Censored list of the year's top 25 most censored news stories. In a presentation at Sonoma State last night, sponsored by Project Censored, Rothschild talked about those stories, including one about a little-known FBI business partnership called InfraGuard.
This is a group of 27,000 business people who are working hand-in-glove with the FBI in about 80 chapters around the country. These business people act as the first line of defense, according to the FBI director, for the country. They're supposed to report to the FBI if they see suspicious people out there.
They are also at the top of the list to be notified of security threats, Rothschild adds, as then-California Governor Gray Davis discovered in November 2001, when a warning went out to beef up security around the Bay Area's bridges.
He got that information from his brother first because his brother worked at Morgan Stanley, and Morgan Stanley was an InfraGuard member, so his brother called up Gray Davis and said, Gray, how are the bridges over here? You better protect them. And this is crazy if people in the private sector get threat warnings before our elected officials get them.
Rothschild's second censored story from last year focused on two of President Bush's executive orders intended to muzzle and intimidate citizens protesting U.S. actions in the Middle East.
There was an executive order about people who were violently opposed to the Iraqi government, and then the U.S. Treasury Secretary could seize their property. Or if there was suspicion that they might be violently opposed, or if you were giving aid to someone who was possibly going to engage in violence against the Iraqi government or the economic and political reconstruction of Iraq.
Stronger and stranger yet was a subsequent executive order that specifically targeted anyone inclined to protest the Lebanese government.
The U.S. Treasury Secretary could seize your assets if he determined that you were opposing the Lebanese government. Here in this executive order, you didn't even need to be engaging in violence or suspected of about to engage in violence against the Lebanese government. They could seize your assets. They could seize the assets of your spouse and of your dependent child. I mean, they might as well have impounded the family dog. Any act against the Lebanese government. So if you were to, organize a protest against the policies of the Lebanese government, the way I read this, any person could have their financial assets seized. I mean, these are huge powers that the executive branch under Bush and Cheney have grabbed for themselves, and the mainstream media has let them get away with it.
You can read Matt's story about InfraGuard and hear his thoughts about President-elect Obama's cabinet picks on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.